Hello, I'm Chris Barrow with the BBC News. The entire senior police leadership for the city of Rochester in New York State has resigned in the aftermath of the death of a black man in police custody. Rochester's police chief, Laron Singletary, and other senior commanding officers had come under intense scrutiny after news of the death of Daniel Prude in March became public last week, sparking protests in the city. Mr. Singletary denies a cover-up. Peter Bowes has more details.
During the course of the arrest, the police used what's known as a spit hood, and his head was then forced onto the ground, and shortly after that point, he lost consciousness. He died in hospital a week later. This happened back in March. It's only just come to light over the past week after members of the family managed to get body cam footage from police officers and made that public. And that has led to the allegation that the police were in some way trying to cover up what happened. And that's the central allegation that the police chief, who has now resigned, so strongly objects to.
Strong winds have fanned wildfires burning out of control across the west coast of the United States. In Washington state, emergency services are combing the small town of Malden, which has been almost completely destroyed. At a news conference, the Washington governor, Jay Inslee, said the fires had caused devastation.
An estimated 330,000 acres of our state burned just in 24 hours yesterday. More acres burned yesterday than in 12 of the last entire fire seasons in the state of Washington. This is an unprecedented and heartbreaking event.
Human trials of a coronavirus vaccine developed by Oxford University and AstraZeneca have been put on hold worldwide after a volunteer in Britain had a suspected serious adverse reaction. Fergus Walsh has more details.
This is the second time the Oxford coronavirus vaccine trial has been put on hold. Such events for major trials are routine, according to the Oxford team, and happen any time a volunteer is admitted to hospital and the cause of their illness is not immediately apparent. That leads to an independent investigation and then a ruling from the medical regulator, the MHRA.
Boris Johnson's predecessor, the former British Prime Minister, Theresa May, has given a grim warning to the government, saying Britain risks losing the trust of other countries if it fails to honour the Brexit withdrawal agreement. The Prime Minister's threat of new legislation on Northern Ireland would break international law and has led to the government's top lawyer resigning. The President of the European Parliament has also warned that any attempt to undermine the agreement would have serious consequences. This is the World News from the BBC.